This is Drusilla Crutchfield. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Someone who goes the extra mile.
Touching Women Ministries presents Drusilla Crutchfield, teaching creative Christian concepts for today's woman. This program is bringing a message of deliverance, hope, and freedom in today's world through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now with today's program, here is Drusilla Crutchfield.
Good morning, ladies. Thank you for joining Touching Women for this week's series of Recovering of Sight to the Blind. Let's look in our Word, in the Word of God, to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for making this beautiful light of the glorious gospel of Christ shine true to us today. Father, I ask right now that you anoint this message, Father, and that you bless each woman who is listening today, Father, in this area. Father, I ask that you touch, that you open blinded eyes, Father, and let them see the power of Jesus Christ. Father, that you let every woman listening now see and know and reach for and long for that hope that is in Jesus Christ. Reach out and be freed. Father, thank you for your glorious promise. Thank you for the love of your Son, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. God has so much for women today. God wants and desires and has a heart to do a good work and a mighty work in the lives of women today. You see, Satan has been at work, destroying in an insidious way, breaking down the very function, the very foundation of our homes. He's been tearing our homes apart. Satan has been lying to us and stealing from us what God has rightfully given us, what is in God's promise for us. God put man and woman together to be one. He put man and woman together to be one and to build a home that is God-based, that is Christ-based. Where are you right now in your home? What is happening to you today in your walk with Christ, in your walk in your daily life? What is happening right now in your home life with you and your husband? Are you victorious? Is your husband victorious? Your mate victorious? Are your children being victorious? Your parents? What is happening right now today? As the woman in your home, as the one, the helpmate, who builds from the inside, who causes the beauty of that home to shine and to be there and to glorify Christ, who is there building, what is happening in your home? Is your home shining? Is it glorifying Christ right now? Are you freed and are your loved ones freed? I see so many homes today that are in trouble because of unbelief, because Satan comes in and he tears it down at the very roots, because the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ is hidden. It's hidden. It's not allowed to shine, to shine, to shine forth. There are so many out there today. And I am talking to you, that wife, that believing wife, that wife who reaches out and who knows the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know the precious promises that Christ has, and yet you are suffering and you're hurting. You're hurting, perhaps because your husband does not believe, perhaps because he has not given his life and committed himself to Christ yet. but I want to tell you today, I want to tell you that God will give you the grace. God does not want you to just sit and suffer and moan and wail, "Oh, I could just do so much. If only my husband were saved." That is not what God desires. God wants to give you the grace not only to bear that burden, but to give you the grace to be victorious through His work, to rejoice every day, to rejoice just in the fact that you are a child of God, so that through that rejoicing, through that victory, you see, your husband will be won to God. My heart hurts, and it bears a heavy burden right now. I feel so much inside of me that there are many, many of you out there listening to this message who say, "I want and I desire to have a Christian home. I desire to have a Christ-centered home." And I want to tell you that that desire is also the desire of Christ. What can you do? What can you do to bring that husband in, to expand that home and to watch it glorify Christ? What can you do as a Christian, as a believing woman of God? How can you, by your life, bring Christ into that home and still be in precious subjection to your husband? You see, God gives us a great message. A beautiful message, a beautiful direction. God never, ever leaves us without direction. First, give your life entirely, completely, thoroughly dedicated to Jesus Christ. Let Him come in and take over. Don't sit and hurt and moan and begrudge what is happening in your life. Instead, kneel down, stand up, reach out, and touch Christ. Say, "Christ, I want you now, and I want to totally give everything that is of me to you." And then, you see, Christ will begin to do a victorious work in your life, a victorious work in your life. Let us look at 1 Peter chapter 3. This is a direction to those of you, these Christian women, these wives in Christ who want to believe for your homes right now. "Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may, without the word, be won by the conversation of the wives, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear." Do you see how beautiful that is? You don't have to nag your husband into believing in Jesus Christ. Christ wouldn't even want that to happen. You don't have to beat him over the head with the word. Now, you can pray daily, intercede. You should pray daily and intercede with that husband. But you also must live your life and have chaste conversation. That does not mean your interaction of speaking between you and your husband necessarily. That's only a part of it. Your conversation is your behavior. From the time you get up in the morning, around the clock. It doesn't stop there when you get into bed at night, but all through the night. How do you sleep? That will tell your husband something. Are you really at peace and content in your life? Are you really happy and rejoicing in Jesus Christ? He'll know that also by the way you sleep, whether or not you are rested and rested in Christ. How do you wake up in the morning? Do you wake up like an old bear, cross and grumpy and ready to boot him out of bed? Or do you wake up rejoicing and praising God, able to turn and to wake Him with a smile on your lip and an acknowledgement that He is your precious mate given to you by Christ Jesus? You see, every moment of your conversation, your behavior, is a precious witness to that beloved one to bring him into the kingdom, to bring him into the glorious kingdom of Jesus Christ. You have a precious walk. You have a precious ministry right there in your home. Now, some of you out in the area listening today might feel, I don't need to listen to this. This doesn't apply to me. I'm not married. I don't need to listen to this. But I must tell you right now, if you are going to be married, you need to know it. Know it before time. Praise God, as a Christian, I pray that you will seek the will of God and marry a Christian. But you need to know this. You need to be able to share this with others, whether or not you are married. You have other Christian sisters out in this world today who need to be reached and to be touched. Perhaps your neighbor right next door. Perhaps a younger sister in the flesh. Perhaps an older sister. Perhaps even a mother. As Christian sisters, as sisters in this world, we need to reach out and be able to minister the Word of God to each other and to intercede. And how can we minister the Word of God if we don't know the Word of God? And there might be someone else in your life, perhaps not a mate, but a loved one who is lost, that the gospel is hidden from. Look at verse 3 again in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is in the image of God, should shine unto them. You see, you might have a loved one, someone dear to you, who is lost. But you, just as that wife with the chaste conversation can win over her husband, so can you, by your chaste conversation, letting the light of the glorious gospel of Christ shine through, sharing that word, so can you win over that loved one. Do you have a desire today to see that loved one saved? Do you have a desire to see them brought into the heavenly kingdom? Let's look at verse 5 and 6. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants, for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Are you going to give that light of the knowledge of the glory of God? Can you give that to others? Do you have that power? Do you have that knowledge? Are you freed in Jesus Christ to be able to do that? Sister in Christ, right now, today, God is calling you to do a ministry in your own home. Let us rebuild the homes of our state, of our union. Let us rebuild the homes in our world. Let's not let Satan come in and attack and destroy. And as long as the gospel is hidden, as long as the God of this world has blinded the minds of those whom we love, then our homes will continue to be destroyed. But you see, God does not want that. And he has given us direction to shed that glorious light abroad, to let them see it shining. In your life today, you may have a prayer need or a burden for yourself or some loved one. I encourage you right now to write to me today. I want to intercede for you. I want to pray for you. And if you desire to know more about the freedom in Christ, the freedom that Christ has for you, simply ask for my tape, Free in Christ. God bless you this day as you allow him to set you free. Please join me again tomorrow in another series of Touching Women, Recovering of Sight to the Blind. Thank you.
Someone who goes the extra mile.
You've been listening to Drusilla Crutchfield with today's program of Creative Christian Concepts. Our prayer is that you have been ministered to. This program is a faith ministry of Touching Women Ministries and is supported solely as God leads you to have a part in setting the captives free through our Lord Jesus Christ. You may write Drusilla Crutchfield at P.O. Box 4582 in Bryan, Texas, zip 77805. That's Drusilla Crutchfield at P.O. Box 4582 in Bryan, Texas, 77805.